which her illustrious family had taken over for the festivities.
They won't say it to my face, Meg, but everybody in this town believes Ted is marrying Down.
Lucy looked so upset that Meg wanted to hug her, or maybe she wanted that comfort for herself.
She vowed not to add her own misery to her friend's distress.
An interesting conclusion for these hayseeds to make, considering you're only the oldest daughter of the former president of the United States, not exactly a nobody.
Adopted daughter. I'm serious, Meg. The people in Wynette interrogate me every time I go out.
This wasn't entirely new information, since Meg talked to Lucy on the phone several times a week. But their phone calls hadn't revealed the tense lines that seemed to have taken up permanent residence above the bridge of Lucy's small nose. Meg tugged on one of her silver earrings, which might or might not be Sung Dynasty, depending on whether she believed the Shanghai rickshaw driver who'd sold them to her. I'm guessing you're more than a match for the good citizens of Wynette.
It's just so unnerving, Lucy said. They try to be cagey about it, but I can't walk down the street without somebody stopping to ask if I happen to know what year Ted won the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship, or how much time passed between his bachelor's and master's degrees. A trick question, because he earned them